this month is, of course, February 2021. And there have been a lot of things that I have been enjoying. As always, I will be sharing with you my favorite song, my favorite ASMR artist, favorite TV show or film, favorite book, cosmetic, and thing. And really, there have been so many that I have had to really, like, whittle down what I've really, really, really been enjoying this month. And I've actually had to start a list of things to talk about for, like, future months, because there's so much stuff. There's so many great TV shows out there, there's so many books I've read, loads of different, like, things I've been trying out and just loving. So I've got plenty of stuff to share with you. So first of all, let me get comfortable. I'm sitting on this, like, beanbag thing because my table is, like, at this height where it's not low and it's not high. It's kind of like in this weird in between and you can't really crouch properly. I don't know. And I have to sit on this, like, beanbag thing, but it actually makes a really nice sound. Listen. My legs are in a kind of a split position and I'm just quite uncomfortable. Right. So enough of me moaning. Let me get my phone. Let me turn that on airplane mode. That might be, you know. Okay. So, favorite song. Now, I have actually been listening to this particular style of music for many months now, and I can't obviously share with you this particular song, so I'll link it down in the description box. You know the score, guys. Demonetization on YouTube if you play songs. But I can explain to you a little bit about what it is and why I like it so much. So it's a genre of music called Bardcore. And it is basically medieval versions of popular songs like Billie Eilish, Nirvana, like Cardi B. It basically takes the songs you know and love and turns them into folk hip hop, but as if it was recorded back in, like, the medieval century. And they are just so cool. Like, they're done really, really well. And I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Bardcore. It's so cool. And I actually listen to it when I'm, like, cooking and feeling in the mood for medieval nostalgia, if that's even a term. So I'd really highly encourage you just to Google Bardcore and you'll be pleasantly surprised what comes up. I think my favourite songs are Dolly Parton's 9 to 5 and Billie Eilish, Bad Guy. Those two I would recommend if you're kind of new to it. So that's my favourite song. So now we move on to my favourite ASM artist. Now, I have been loving this channel so much to the point of obsession, and in a way, it's not actually their content that they make themselves that I've been loving. It's their uploads of ASMR casinos. Well, ASMR style casinos. Even that's not right. Casinos online. online gambling, but the presenters or the dealers, whatever you call them, the groupers, are so relaxing. And it's funny because I watch this pretty much every single day because it just relaxes me. Mr. Whisper Audios kind of looked at me really suspicious, and he was like, "Do you have a gambling problem? Why are you watching gambling?" And I was like, no, I'm not gambling online. I'm watching, like, the presenters, and they're giving me ASMR." So he legit thought, and I had, like, a gambling problem. So anyway, the ASMR disc is called Find Calm. Find Calm. And what he does is uploads, well, he actually plays these games himself, like Baccarat, Blackjack, and all of that stuff, and he records it for us to enjoy. Here we go.
Hello, I wish you good luck.
Okay. I apologize, my camera decided not to focus on it. So anyway, I'll link in the description this particular one, but this it's just labeled as soft spoken blonde dealer. And why I like it is that the dealers just talk to themselves and their hand movements are so great. Like, it's all very robotic and they've done it like a million times. So it's like a little bit lifeless, but I really love that so much. I love it also that most of them have like broken English, so you don't understand necessarily what they're saying, and they merge words together like thank you and good luck. And it's really just, oh, I love it. I love it. So I would highly encourage you to check out Find Calm. I don't necessarily watch his other content, but those I just can't get enough of. So that's my favourite ASMR artist. And at this point, I think I need a sip of tea. It's gone really cold now. It's been sitting there for about an hour. Alright, so TV show now. And I gave it away last month because I was talking about The Queen's Gambit, and I was watching it at that present time, but I didn't finish it, but I finished it now. So I absolutely loved The Queen's Gambit. I thought Anya Taylor-Joy was just, I mean, she can't do anything wrong, in my opinion. She's fabulous. And I just was totally sucked in to the story. For a person who doesn't play chess, but I do now, for a person who isn't a hardcore chess player, I found it to be really gripping. I thought it was going to be really boring, but I was just like, yeah, I'm totally into it. I'm feeling this. I want to know more about chess. And it wasn't just about chess, it was about her life and her relationships with people, her relationships with substance abuse, and loads of great things. I favorite superheroes are going to win in the end, despite the odds being against them. So, even though it was predictable, I thought it was actually nice, like, not predictable in an annoying way. I loved all of the production design. It had that slightly unrealistic kind of feel to it, like it was like romanticized, really slick and clean and nice. The characters were all great. I loved her adoptive mother. I thought she was just so great, and I loved her character transformation from like drunk to like really super involved in her adoptive daughter's life. My favorite character though, and I was really upset that they didn't utilize her more at the beginning, where in the home where she is like her best friend at the beginning, and I really loved her. Whenever she came on the screen, my face like lit up, because she just was so natural. Her acting was just so believable, and her like one little one-liners she had just cracked me up. But I felt like they underused her. She kind of just showed up at the start and then showed up at the end, and I was like, you could have made her into a really prominent character. She was totally wasted, and I really wanted to see more. I loved it when she went to Russia at the end and played the Borkov, I think the guy's name was. I'm learning Russian at the moment, so that was really appreciated, even though I had no idea what they were saying. I'm just like totally like wrapped up in Russian culture at the moment, so I was like, yay, Russia. So yeah, overall, I love the Queen's Gambit, and my Mr. Whisper Audios actually encouraged me to start playing chess. He had like shown me how to play it like, oh, it must have been like 5 years ago, maybe more. Actually, yeah, probably about 10 years ago. So I only knew the very, very basics of the pieces and where they move, but I've been playing him online like every single day, and I suck really bad, but I can't get enough of it, even though I lose miserably and I get my butt whooped every single time. There's just something about it which is just very, very addictive. So I can see why a lot of people have picked up chess after watching the Queen's Gambit. I'm going to be moving on to my favorite thing. Now, it was actually going to be something else, but I actually have run out, so I can't show you that today. I'll show you that next month. So instead, my favorite thing for this month is some adjustable dumbbells. Now, these dumbbells are by Everlast, I believe. And like a lot of people, my New Year's resolution is to lose weight, specifically 1 stone in weight. That's all I need to lose. Basically, I just want to tone up. Christmas was not kind to me, and having thyroid issues as well has also not helped in the slightest. So I'm a little bit squishy in places where I'd rather be more toned. So I had before owned 1 pair of 3-pound dumbbells, and that's it. And I found that I was doing my workouts and they weren't challenging enough. And I have the world's tiniest house, so I can't fit like 10 or 12 different sets of dumbbells, because it just isn't practical. So I was trying to find a space-saving way to have lots of dumbbells, but in one space. And I found a whole bunch of different adjustable dumbbells, but none that fit my budget. They were like 300 £50 plus. And I was like, ain't nobody got time for that. So I was like, I need to find some cheap ones. So I was like looking on Facebook sales, I was looking on eBay, and I was still not coming up with anything. But then I found these Everlast ones, which go from 2.5 kilos to 12 kilos each. So you have like one block and another block. I bought two, and one block is £74. So I bought two, so that came to what, like £140-150, which in the grand scheme of things, it may sound like a lot, but number one, it's totally saved space for me, and number two, they are exactly what I need, and you can adjust them depending on the level or what you're doing, but they fit in my cupboard. And I can just pull them out, click them into place, whatever I need. And it's just, hooray, solution. I will actually probably do another video or like talk about my fitness regime and diet and all the stuff I kind of have been using to help me at the moment, because like I say, I have medical issues. It's very, very difficult for me to lose weight, so I've only lost like half a pound in 2 months, despite working out five times a week, and eating like a calorific deficit. But hey, we'll save that for another day. Okay, so now we move on to my favorite cosmetic. Since lockdown, and even before, I just haven't been wearing makeup whatsoever. The only times are like now, where I make myself beautiful for you guys only. But anyway, I got to the point where I don't wear foundation, but I wanted to make my skin look a little bit more like I haven't been inside for, you know, a year. So I wanted to make it look more uniformed and glowy, but without caking makeup on. So I needed to find something in between. Now my skin colour, as you can see, it's dreadfully pale, but it has like very warm undertones sometimes. So I can't find like BB creams or CC creams, which I was looking for, which truly match my skin tone, because it's either too light or too like ashy or too orange, and there's no in between. So I found this product, and it is this Herborian BB cream, which is a Korean company, and it's your standard BB cream, which basically smooths out your skin. It makes your skin like uniformed kind of color, and it kind of blurs out any kind of pimples, fine lines, that sort of thing. And it also has a SPF 20 in it. This is the shade Claire, and you're probably thinking, why is this so special, you know, what's the point of this? But it actually adjusts to your skin tone, you know, your undertones. So I only need like the smallest bit. Oh, Tibbles has decided to join us. Come on then. Well, I know. Well, if you're going to join us, if you're going to be here, be good then. So yes, BB cream that adjusts to your particular undertones and your skin types, and I absolutely love this because I'm wearing it now. It just smooths out my skin. It doesn't make my pores clogged whatsoever, and I find that it's just that subtle blend of kind of coverage without kind of masking what already have. So I really like that. And they also have a BB crayon, which I use by Dibs, which I use as like a concealer and spot hider, because again, this just blends effortlessly onto the skin and it's just really user-friendly. You can just like, you could probably use that as a foundation if you're that way inclined, just in the spots of redness or what have you. So I love, 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 love this. So we have Dibbles with us. I love you. She will fidget because... Right. Okay. Good girl. I love you. Я люблю тебя. Я люблю тебя. Okay. So we have Dibbles with us now. Hopefully her purring is soothing. Just don't meow. Okay, so we now move on to my favourite book. My favourite book. You don't read though, do you? I have to read to you. So my favourite book this month is this book, which is The Starless Sea by Erin Morgenstern. Who was also the author of The Night Circus, which I need to check out. Let me just move that a bit closer. She's falling off my lap. So, The Starless Sea. I'll read you the blurb. Are you lost or are you exploring? When Zachary Rawlins stumbles across a mysterious library book containing details from his own life among its pages, it leads him on a quest unlike any other. Following the clues inside, he is guided to a masquerade party, a dangerous secret club, and finally to a labyrinth filled with stories hidden far beneath the surface of the earth. But when the labyrinth is threatened, Zachary must race through its twisting tunnels and crowded ballrooms, searching for the end of his story. So I loved this book because, as a book lover, it was basically like finding a fantasy world filled with books and magic and a never-ending supply of food. So it was like my dream place. So it basically follows the life of Zachary, the main character, and it intertwines these kind of fables, these tales which actually have significance to his life. And he's like, you know, it's the typical storyline where, you know, young boy hasn't got much of a life, suddenly discovers he's the key to this ancient prophecy, I guess, and he lives a more fortunate life, blah blah blah. So I found this book to be very progressive and handled themes very well, and I loved how very detailed each of the characters' appearance, their backstory, their personality, their little kind of quirks were handled and portrayed. It's just so refreshing. The world in which Erin builds was so rich, and it made me want to live in this underground library. My favourite bit, though, has to be where Zachary has kind of gone into his room down in, like, the library, and there's, like, a dumb waiter, and basically, you just write on a piece of paper what food you would like like, yeah, I could totally, totally live somewhere like that. But the fantasy element of it, because I don't necessarily like fantasy that much, I thought the fantasy was actually on a quite a realistic, grounded kind of level. It wasn't too far-fetched. There were kind of far-fetched elements to it which were okay, but the majority of it was, you know, acceptable for me as like a not so great fantasy fan. And again, like I say, all the imagery was really great, like the symbols and the meanings behind the kind of rich textured world in which the writer creates is just totally like you're transported there. I did find that the last half kind of dragged a little bit, and it was a little bit repetitive, but apart from that, it kind of sucked you in very, very quickly. And although it was quite typical, kind of a narrative, and for me it kind of drew upon like Carlos Ruiz Zafón work, you know, find a hidden library and discover the secrets of your life. I found it to be quite fresh and a very unique kind of take on that narrative, which I found very enjoyable. And her writing style was very unique too, and I really, really enjoyed it. And I would definitely have to try out to read The Night Circus as well. So that's my favourite book. So, dear listeners, we have come to the end of February's monthly favourites. And of course, I will put the links in the description where you can find more information about these products and things and stuff I've been sharing with you.